It always amazes me how people are willing to tolerate unbelievably noisy restaurants and parties. In a restaurant, it's very, very easy to say, I need to be positioned not underneath that music speaker. We're trying to talk here. Or, I'm sorry, but the music is too loud. Can you please lower the volume? An out-of-town family member came to my town and arranged a dinner at a very popular and very expensive restaurant for the family. It was impossible. Everyone was shouting at the top of their lungs, and you still couldn't hear each other across the long table. It was hopeless. Consider this a survival guide for your voice. The holidays are coming, and that's a particularly noisy time, and I want you to know how to protect yourself. Remember, you can cup your hand behind your ear and hear better so that you can tell other people to do the same and you won't maybe have to shout as loud. But the best thing to do is not to go to these places that are too noisy in the first place. That said, okay, we're in a noisy environment. As a professional who uses their voice to make a living, you may have to get your face within inches of the other person's face to be heard. You may have to say, I'm sorry, but I make my living with my voice, and I cannot talk in this noise. Let's go outside and have this conversation, and then if you want to stay, we'll come back in and eat here. If you're screaming a conversation, your throat will start to really hurt, and when you let it continue to hurt, the damage has been done, and it may take days or weeks or even months to repair itself. Once the vocal folds, the vocal organ is damaged because you have abused it. It takes time to heal. It's not a quick fix. And the first thing you'll have to do to heal it is to remain totally silent, vocal rest. Go see your ear, nose, throat physician. Explain what you did to get in this condition vocally, and he or she will then take appropriate action and tell you what you're going to have to do to recover. To avoid the damage and to lose money by not being able to voice, don't shout. Stay away from excessively noisy environments. Don't talk on airplanes. Stay silent. Don't talk where there is noisy machinery. Don't use your cell phone when you have to shout. Tell them you'll call them back. Drink water for several hours before an event that you know is going to be excessively loud. Hard alcohol is drying and hard on your vocal folds. Wine is better than hard alcohol. In noisy environments, save that long talk for later or go outside. And if you do end up with a hoarse voice or pain in your throat, be careful. When you injure yourself that way too many times, you may not be fixable anymore. Or you may have to have an operation to remove nodules or nodes. Or you may have screamed so loud you've ruptured a vocal fold. You've torn it. You make your living with your vocal mechanism. It's not worth screaming at social events. Happy holidays! This is Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.